Hey everybody, welcome to episode 244 of Is This Thing Working? And before we start our show, we want to state that these are our opinions and they're our assertions. And if you like our opinions and our assertions, please click that like button. Stomp that like button, man. Share our show with all your friends. And if you don't like our opinions and our assertions, hey, go ahead. Stomp that like button anyway and share our show with all your friends and tell them why you don't like our show. Tell us why you don't like our show. We love a good debate.
And we want you to be informed and become engaged. So stomp that like button and please download and follow Is This Thing Working on all platforms. For example, Apple, Spotify, Rumble, X, and Getter. And please turn on our notifications so you are reminded when we go live. Every Sunday.
And we'll be doing breaking news throughout the week. So we'll let you know when they're coming.
We're back.
Glad to see you're back here with us too. How are you doing, Denise?
Oh, I'm awesome, James. It is great to be back. We have had a little bit of an issue on figuring out what times or how long we're going to do the show.
Yeah.
There's so much breaking news that it's hard for us to keep up with. We are going to, and I'm so excited to announce, be doing short segments.
Yes.
So that we can keep up a little bit more, but keep our name out there.
Yeah.
And we will do a 1 week long show for you on Sunday evenings.
Yep. Haven't figured out a catchy little title for it yet, but we will. And she's right, man. We've been wanting to make this our priority, to make our podcast our priority. But hey, man, we work full-time jobs. We're working people just like each and every one of us out there, man. So we do our best to fit this in and make it work, man, because like she said, we want to make sure that you, our fellow citizens, our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, our community, we want you to be informed about what's going on in your local community, what's going on in your state and your country. And we want you most of all, man, to become engaged. Become engaged in your local communities, man. Get involved in the political scene. Hey, man, might sound scary, might sound like, oh, man, I don't want to get into that. But your children's lives are at stake here. Your children's future is at stake here.
And health. Your health is at stake.
Yeah, man, you've got to be informed about all these different things that are going on in the world. And we're here to bring it to you, man.
There we go. So we're glad to be back, and we have a lot to talk about in this show, and I know it's on a Tuesday, but it's a bonus show, so we're all excited about it. So there's a lot going on, and we're going to start with what's happening tonight. We are going to try to, okay, live stream President Trump's address.
Sorry, tonight. I had to laugh because we always have trouble with this for some reason. We are the technical crew. We are the production crew. Yeah.
You know, and we don't make any money. And we would like your help I do want to ask. Please share our show, really.
Yeah.
With
just
people.
Promote us and help us out there.
We do need conservative media, MAGA media, more MAGA media.
Yes.
Not just conservatives, yeah. Conservative media.
And we're not out here to just laugh and joke and talk about different things that we find, you know, or how much idiots me and her are about a lot of things. But hey, I want you to go back. I want you to listen to a lot of our different shows that we put out over the past year. This is our 244th episode. We have come out with information concerning all of the border, all of the different things that have been going on last year during all of that.
Oh, and don't forget the NGO shows.
NGOs,
yes. You really should go back and listen to the NGO shows. Every name we mentioned.
Yeah.
I have a list of those names on our wall over here that we have talked about for months and months, and they're coming out. It's all coming out now.
Yep.
You know, and I'm proud. And we are proud of the work that we have done.
Yeah.
I mean, it has been awesome. So you really go back and check us out. Really, don't be afraid. And comment on there. Oh, and I wanted to ask you also to leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts, wherever it is. Just leave us a review. It helps to move us up in the rankings. And I sure would appreciate that, especially since we're having to start from scratch. It would seem all of our numbers are way low. We need your help. And we're going to need your help tonight, because everybody needs to tune in to President Trump's address to Congress tonight.
Yes.
It is. I don't normally eat a lot of popcorn, but I think I'm going to go to the store to get some popcorn. And if we can get it to go live here, which I'm pretty sure we are, we're going to go live on X. That's what we just decided, one platform.
Yeah, yeah. Considering all that he's been through, man, in the past 3 or 4 days, dealing with Zelensky and dealing with the peace negotiations, and then the backlash that he got from the liberal left, man, and the media. Yeah.
And the Democrats have nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to start issues.
But I believe he's coming with a positive message tonight, a positive look forward message tonight, man, and it's going to be great.
What's the name of his...
His address is Renewing the American Dream.
That's it.
Yep.
Renewing the American Dream is his theme tonight. Yep. So that's our theme. That's our theme tonight also. Zelensky bent the knee.
Yep.
So we're being told.
So we're being told.
So right before the show, this breaks. And Zelensky's going to, or has signed, or is going to sign. Nope. He's going to sign the deal on Tuesday.
Yes.
That's what Reuters says. So we'll see if President Trump makes this announcement in his address to Congress tonight. We'll see. There's supposed to be some surprises. You know, with President Trump, you know, you just never know.
Yeah.
What it could be. And that's what drives the Democrats crazy.
Let me tell you something, too, talking about President Trump. As proud to be an American as I was on July 13th when he stood up from amongst that podium, and he stood and he looked across the crowd and he looked at everybody and raised his fist and, you know, fight, fight, fight. I was proud, man, of him as a leader of a country and as a man to stand there the other day and put Zelensky in his place.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, that was awesome to see him do that, man.
That reminded us of the fight, fight, fight.
Yes, it did.
Trump that we've been helping
that
to
we've
get
been
where
knowing,
he's at
yes.
today.
Yeah, man. That made me proud to be an
you
American
know what? And,
to stand there and listen
and
watch
to
that.
To let the media continue to ask questions throughout it all.
Yeah.
The transparency of it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the big talking point is that, you know, President Trump's administration is the most transparent in the history.
That's a big statement, man.
It really is a big statement.
That's a big statement.
It's
and
a
I gotta
huge
say
statement.
That as much as I praise a lot of the good things that he does, man, they really botched the Jeffrey Epstein release.
You know, and they're gonna make mistakes.
Yeah.
And this one was big.
Yeah.
It was very big.
Yeah.
And you know, what really startled me is the amount of people that they involved to cover up their mistake.
Exactly.
You know, instead of coming out and A.G. Bondi coming out and just saying, hey, I screwed up.
Yeah.
Owned it.
Yep.
You know,
never come out with the release in the first place.
No.
That was where she made the mistake to begin with, man. She opened that can of worms and made a promise that she couldn't keep. And that was what made it bad, was because of the fact that she made the promise on February the 26th. She went on Waters and she like made this big giant release that she was going to release the Epstein files because there was an executive order for her to do such. We got some video of that exchange, I guess, if you want to play it.
One of the things a lot of people are wondering, because you said last week that you have the Epstein files on your desk, is when can we see them and what's taking so long to release them?
I do. Jesse, there are well over, this will make you sick, 200 victims, 200. So we have well over 250, actually. So we have to make sure that their identity is protected and their personal information. But other than that, I think tomorrow, you know, the personal information of victims. Other than that, I think tomorrow, Jesse, breaking news right now, you're going to see some Epstein information being released by my office.
What kind? Are we going to see who was on the flights? Are we going to see any evidence from what he recorded? Because he had all of his homes wired with recording devices.
What you're going to see, hopefully tomorrow, is a lot of flight logs, a lot of names, a lot of information. But it's pretty sick what that man did.
Okay. Well.
Okay. And this began the whole big series of lies from her. And like you talked about, mistakes being made. I think the biggest mistake that was being made was us putting her as an attorney general. Because well, I don't think she, I believe that she's in over her head and she's probably compromised at this point in some way or somehow, or being threatened.
But well, she's not good at telling a lie.
No, she's very
so,
not.
So I will say, you know, I hate that she's in this position that this happened to her. In a way, you know, I agree with being angry at her for going on Jesse, for one thing, and lying to the American people. She knew already. You could tell in her voice, you can tell in her reflection, that she was not telling the truth. She was unsure. She didn't have all the information.
Well, and she,
you know,
made
she
claims.
She was unprepared.
And she made claims about what she had already seen in there.
Yes.
You know, and then knowing that she wasn't going to release them, but still went on there and done that. And then that turns to the second fiasco that they that she has, which is the very next day, which was when they come out with the binder reveal.
Oh, my gosh. You know? Yes, to all of the influencers.
Yeah, to the influencers.
I mean,
and
the
brought
influencers
all the influencers
come out
up
with
there.
Pictures of these binders all smiling.
And we're not going to let the influencers off of the hook with this
no.
either. Because the moment that they got these binders, did they open these binders and look in them? Because if they had, then they knew that the information they had was already had already been public knowledge to begin with.
Why,
so
certainly.
They should have known right at that point that they had been had and had been played. And if they had integrity, should have got up, threw the binders down, and went, "Hey, man, this is a bunch of bullshit. We're out of here. You're not going to play us like that." But
you know, the thing,
they allowed it to go. They allowed themselves to continue in it, man.
Yeah, and they went further by coming by taking the picture, not giving any information, not even a picture of what's inside the binder.
Yeah,
nothing else. And then they go all over social media, and they all say the same thing about the transparency.
Yes.
Of the Trump administration. Remember
yes.
all that?
Exactly.
Well, I went to go look that up earlier, and I found one, and it was Jack Posobiec's. And it was, someone had, quote, posted it. So when I opened it, it was deleted. So I went to go check other influencers, and they went back and deleted those posts. They got, I want to say, put in the middle, because it has come out that, I mean, they were angry. I could just see them seething. They said they had no idea that this was going to happen, that they went here to meet with the press secretary. They
yeah.
went there to meet with the press secretary.
Right.
You know, and then Pam Bondi did this. So I think the whole thing that you were talking about with Pam Bondi and the way she handled the influencers and put them in the middle of everything and actually put everything off onto them. To here, you go
yeah.
release them, I'm out, type thing.
Yeah, but
so
gave,
that's
them,
so,
but gave
yeah.
them old information, gave
yeah,
them nothing.
Exactly.
Gave them a big
nothing.
Nothing burger.
A nothing
but
burger.
But they knew this and at that point knew they had been played. Did they, like right here in this picture, when they're standing there holding these binders up, had they opened these binders at this point and looked inside of them?
It don't look like it. It
I
looks
mean,
like
come
it's
on.
Supposed to be a photo op.
Yeah, but
I mean there are
on,
several photos.
Right, and I get that. I get that they wanted to all take photos with it and everything, but had one point in any of them went, "Wow, there's got to be some great stuff in here," and opened it up and went, "What the hell?" And I guess by then, do you continue on with the photo op, or do you look at all of them and go, "Guys, this is a bunch of bullshit. This is exactly what we have been fussing about on social media for years about our government, was the lack of transparency. And look what you've done to us. You've
yes.
made us look like fools now, man."
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. They kept on going.
I know.
And that's what disappoints me so much,
it
man.
Really does.
Yeah.
Well, and I just want to say this before we move on from this topic, because I could keep on.
Yeah.
But right before we Right before we came on the show, there was breaking news that was just in. This is ABC reports that the MAGA influencers and even White House officials did not realize Epstein files phase one binders would be handed out by AG Pam Bondi's team. So they come out now. They told ABC that the influencers did not know.
Were they told not to open them?
What it says here, it's just, I can't get it big enough. It says, here is the statement. It says, when more than a dozen MAGA-aligned activists and social media influencers gathered at the White House last week, they had no idea they were about to be handed binders titled Epstein Phase 1, and neither did senior White House officials.
Okay, but did Bondi know? Remember, she had the binder on her desk, and oh, she had read through it, and oh, it was just horrible, all the different things you're going to see.
Well,
and then so that would mean that somebody would have had to have taken that and made copies of that and correlated all that to make these binders.
I get
so,
it.
Golly, well, hold man.
On. Well, I'm not finished. You're not letting me finish. Oh, you're getting
the
all
lies just... crazy. Look,
because this feeds into exactly what you're talking about before I even tell you.
Okay.
That Attorney General Pam Bondi's and her team did not inform the White House officials in advance that she planned to distribute the binders, which contain almost no new information regarding convicted sex offenders and financier Jeffrey Epstein. And now the move has... ruffled feathers among the closest to President Trump, senior White House staff.
As it should.
The move faced widespread criticism, not only from Democrats, but also from some of the president's most loyal supporters. They moved quickly to try to contain the fallout, privately reaching out to influencers who are critical of Bondi and the move online, according to sources.
So, according to sources,
what we thought and what we talked about, you know, all over X for the past couple of days is how their narrative changed to, you know, a soft pedal on Bondi to that. You notice they quit talking so bad about her.
They quit talking about the Epstein files altogether.
I know.
Because, man, now knowing this, that she sprung it out there on all of them, that screams... That does not scream the most transparent administration in history now, does it?
No.
Yeah,
but
man,
she's
in over
does.
Her head, man. She really needs to go.
She was on Sean Hannity.
She's in over her head.
Well, she's still doing it. She's still out there. She loves Fox News. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
She is all over Fox News. Anyway, but she was on Hannity last night. Listen to a little bit of what she said and the update.
Yeah,
what's going on since then.
Right, and knowing what you do know now, listen to this and see if you can spot the lies, the blatant lies. Watch. Yeah.
Her tone is a little different, too, so listen to that.
We all did, and the FBI handed over a couple hundred pages of documents. But, you know, Sean, I gave them a deadline of Friday at 8 a.m. to get us everything, and a source had told me where the documents were being kept, Southern District of New York, shock. So we got them all by, hopefully all of them, Friday at 8 a.m., thousands of pages of documents. I have the FBI going through them, and Cash is also, now that we have Cash here, it's a game changer, of course, and Cash is going to, Director Patel, is going to get us a detailed report as to why the FBI withheld all of those documents.
Okay, I want to be clear, because I think people got frustrated, because they were expecting more. You were expecting more, and you didn't find out less than 24 hours before the release, you got a whistleblower that confirmed that there were way more documents that they were supposed to turn over, and then you found out just before that.
Well, sure, and you're looking at these documents going, these aren't all the Epstein files. You know, there were flight logs, there were names and victims' names, and we're going, where's the rest of the stuff? And that's what the FBI had turned over to us.
And so a source said, whoa, all this evidence is sitting in the Southern District of New York.
Yeah.
So based on that, I gave them the deadline, Friday at 8, a truckload of evidence arrived. It's now in the possession of the FBI. Cash is going to get me and himself, really, a detailed report as to why all these documents and evidence had been withheld. And, you know, we're going to go through it as fast as we can, but go through it very cautiously to protect all the victims of Epstein, because there are a lot of victims.
Well, you had identified in phase one over 254.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is that the only thing that would be redacted? Will everything else be made public that you get in your...
Yeah, that's a good question. Will everything else be redacted? But did you see how she... Yeah.
Yes, I know. I mean, her voice was different. Her inflections are different. She's way more secure in what she has going on now. I guess maybe Cash Patel has given her a little bit of, hey, you got to go out there and be a little stronger in this. But I'm telling you, she is underwater.
Right.
She's underwater with the voters right now.
Yes, she is.
And she better watch herself.
Yeah, and I guess my point before, I kind of lost my train of thought just a few minutes ago with that, to keep from kind of getting loud and angry about it, was the fact that she claimed last week that she had those files, and she claimed last week that she was going to release those files. And now she comes back and says that she was questioning them on that even being the amount of files, or was that already information that was already publicly known?
Mm-hmm.
So why did she go ahead with the publicity stunt and with all of this, man? Why did she go ahead and do all of this? And what I was talking about, if at that point you had a whistleblower come to you and say, hey, man, you know that's not all the evidence, that there are thousands of pages that are being hid at the SDNY, that's where all your information is. Instead of writing a sternly worded letter to them, why didn't you go and raid that office? Because at the point you find out that you've requested information and then you find out that they have been hidden from you willfully, then that becomes an obstruction of justice charge. And from what we know to be true for the past 4 years, a lot of people went to jail over some made up obstruction of justice charges and spent 4 years before they were pardoned to be released. So that is the standard that you need to set with this.
It is a precedent.
And it's the law anyway, because if I obstructed an investigation that was going on by the city police out here, and they determined that I, because of what I lied to them about or what I did, obstructed their investigation, they're going to come arrest me for that. Why did you just fire the guy and retire him? You gave him exactly what he wants, man. What the hell are you doing? That's right. We did
absolutely
not vote for that, and that's my point. We didn't vote for that.
No,
yeah,
we did not. And my belief is when she first went onto Waters was her first mistake.
Yes.
It was the first mistake that she made. And she's been making the same mistake every day, it would seem, on another Fox show.
She loves some Fox News.
She loves some Fox News. And I'm not happy with that either, because we have a lot of other news. They're trying to force conservatives back to Fox News. Now, I know, but I probably shouldn't be, this is kind of off topic of Bondi, but it isn't just her. It is also the press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt. She is doing the exact same thing. So I am wondering what's going on with all of Trump's cabinet going on Fox News. Do we all of a sudden have a deal with Fox News? Are we all of a sudden nice with Fox News? I thought Fox News was somebody we didn't watch. I would like to see them, Pam Bondi, and Caroline Leavitt, and all the other cabinet members on Real America's Voice.
Yes. Yes.
Or OANN.
Exactly.
You know, we don't watch a whole lot of OANN, which is our fault. We should.
Or go to Tucker Carlson.
or you know, Newsmax.
Yeah.
Some of them go on Newsmax, but really it's all about Fox. And that's not what MAGA is about. I'm sorry. You need to stop trying to change MAGA.
Look, the 8 or 9 different appearances that she has had on Fox News and the lies that she has told on Fox News while she was there and then promote that narrative and support her in this shows you exactly why she went there and nowhere else. Look, she's in over her head. She's not being aggressive. She's not doing the right thing, you know. And at that point, I would hope that somebody would go, you know what? We made a mistake, and she has been one of our bigger mistakes. She has got to go.
I agree. I agree that she has made a lot of mistakes, and she could fix them really quick.
Wouldn't that be cool tonight to see the big announcement be President Trump go, hey, I made a big mistake with her, and sorry for that, guys, but hey, look what we got. And you see somebody Gates walk out onto the stage.
That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool. I hate that he didn't get in there. He would have made sure he had every one of those files before he released them.
Hey.
I mean, that's her. That was her mistake.
Yeah.
Her mistake was to go on Waters and say,
promise what you cannot deliver.
Yes. And she knew it. She knew it by the way you listened to her. She knew she didn't have it.
Yep, no kidding.
She knew it.
No kidding. No kidding. But hey, tonight at 8:10 Eastern, 7:10 Pacific, President Trump will be speaking to Congress tonight. That's going to be great.
Yeah, we're looking very forward to it, and we're going to be live streaming it on X so you can listen to us there. It's going to be fun. We're going to do some commentary behind it because, you know, the Democrats are going to go crazy. And I got to tell you, before we stop for the day, the Democrats have lost their mind.
Yeah.
And this morning they came out with a video that more than 25 senators, Democrat senators. Let me see. These are the.
There they are.
23 senators all posted the same word for word script video.
Richard Blumenthal, Cory Booker, Duckworth, Dick Warner. Durbin. Gillibrand.
Schumer.
Yeah, Schumer.
White House.
Pocahontas. Yeah. Yeah. They were all there, man.
And they all did this script. And here, I'm gonna play
Let's play
Schumer.
Let's play Schumer first, yeah. And then we'll do Pocahontas after. Okay. But listen to him just for a few seconds. Just listen to him.
We're not gonna play the whole thing because it's really ridiculous.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
That ain't true. That's what you just heard. Since day one of Donald Trump's presidency, prices are not down, they're up. Inflation is getting worse, not better. The prices of groceries, gas, housing, eggs, of essentials is not getting better, it's getting worse. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has done nothing, goose eggs, to lower prices for you. Instead...
There you go. There's Chuck Schumer.
That's Chuck Schumer.
Chuck Schumer. Yeah. And then here's
Donald Trump has done nothing.
And here's Pocahontas's page.
Immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
That ain't true. That's what you just heard. Since day one of Donald Trump's presidency, prices are up, not down. Inflation is getting worse, not better. The cost of groceries, gas, housing, even eggs is getting higher. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has done nothing to lower costs for you. Instead, he's pardoned violent criminals who beat.
There you go. There you go.
So that's what the Democrats are up to before this, for President Trump speaks tonight. And they want you to know that every one of your senators, every one of the Democrats.
You better have gotten the memo.
It was funny. People were making fun of them all day on X, and they put them all together. And they were, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was absolutely hilarious. So we want to end tonight's show on a lighter note. But we really want to ask the question we always ask every single show.
Is this thing working?
Rise up.